the level of the series, sorry, the win the level of the series 1-4, that must give you a lot of confidence coming into this next match?
Yes, obviously. I think we played really well. The bowlers did their job, and the batsmen. So I think we're very happy to level the series, but still 3 more games to go. So we have to really work hard to beat Australia.
It's obviously the two teams in the last game. Two teams in the last game. I think you guys bowled half your overs for spin, whereas Australia relied almost exclusively on pace. Were you surprised with Australia's tactics, given the way you guys bowled in the first innings?
I think that's their strength basically, and they go with fast bowlers. They've got a good fast bowler who can bowl 150. So I think that's their strength, and our strength is also fast bowling. But me and Hafeez Bhai and Shoaib is bowling really well. So I hope we continue bowling like that. These are very good batting wickets. So it's hard work, but still you have to bowl in good areas. And I think we bowled really well, to be very honest.
With Stark being rested for this match and Mitch Marsh out for the rest of the series, how much of a bonus is that for your side?
I think Stark is a world-class bowler, and Mitchell Marsh is a great all-rounder, and he's been a match winner for Australia. And Stark, as we all know, he's the best bowler in the world in all the formats. So it's a good thing for us. But Australia has got a good backup bowlers, and I think they're going to come hard at us, and we're ready for it.
You've taken a couple of wickets in both innings, but also your economy rate's been very, very good. What's been the secret to your success here on those wickets that you said have been good for batsmen?
I think I just bowl wicket to wicket. I don't want to do anything differently, and I just see the batsman. I just try to bowl stumps to stump. That's it. I just want batsmen to make mistake, not me.
Do you feel that you have the edge over the Australians? Oh, you've got the captain out, you've got Travis Head, you've had Glenn Maxwell, you've got some big scalps. Do you feel as though you're on top of them? They're struggling to work you out?
I don't believe in that. I believe past is history. Whatever happened, happened. It's a new day. Tomorrow will be, day after tomorrow will be a new day, and they've got their plans, and I have my plans, and our bowling has their own plans. So I think it's a new day. You never know what's going to happen in the next game, but yeah, we'll try to bowl same areas, and we'll try to implement.
Do you think the Australian batsmen are under a bit of pressure, given Pakistan being able to take early wickets in both games so far?
I think if you take early wickets early on, that's a good thing as a bowling side, and same happened with in the first game when Australia took early wickets. We were under pressure, and any team, they get under pressure if you take early wickets. So new ball is very crucial in Australian conditions, because if you set in, you can play shots. So early wickets is crucial.
How much confidence, just following on the question before, the fact that you're right in the series now, how exciting is that?
I think I personally believed before coming to this tour that we can beat any team in the world in shorter formats, because our team combination is very good, and obviously condition matters, but if you play with your heart out, and if you implement your skills and execute your plans, you can beat any side in the world. There's always a bad day and a good day, so you have to continue playing as good as you're playing. So I think it's just a new game, new day. Anything can happen.
So you obviously feel you can win the series on what you've shown, and B, do you think the ODI world rankings don't really reflect how good a side you are at the moment?
I believe in that. I think our side is really good, and number 8, number 9 in the world. You can see how we play. So yeah, but that's the ranking. But our side is better than that, and if you don't believe that you can beat any opposition, that there's no point of coming in here. So I think we are here to beat them. We are here to play good cricket, and whatever happens, whatever the result happens, it's up to God. But we are here to fight.
What has Nicky told you about playing here at the WAC? Obviously, you have a lot of experience here. Are you excited about the bouncy pitch?
Yeah, he told us about the wicket, the ground conditions, and where to bowl, which areas not to bowl. So it's been really good that Mickey knows this wicket. So yeah, he told us a lot of things.
What about your captain? You saw him out here that day with a bandage on his knee. How's he progressing?
I think he's progressing really well. He's been jogging. He won't play the next game, but he'll be fit, inshallah, after that.
Thank you.